Lord God, we wish to worship and to love you with all our heart and soul, with all our strength and mind. We need your help, especially for the rest of it, to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Teach us once again who our neighbor is, and knowing it, may we not pass by. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "If only you would heed the voice of the Lord your God and keep his commandments and statutes that are written in this book of the law, when you return to the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. For this command that I enjoin on you today is not too mysterious and remote for you. It is not up in the sky that you should say, 'Who will go up in the sky to get it for us and tell us of it that we may carry it out?' Nor is it across the sea that you should say, 'Who will cross the sea to get it for us and tell us of it that we may carry it out?' No, it is something very near to you, already in your mouths and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he himself might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross, through him, whether those on earth or those in heaven. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on the way back.' Which of these three, in your opinion, was the neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The former pastor of the Riverside Church in New York City shares the story of a parishioner who had disliked him immensely for many years, and so he dreaded the day when he would be called to go to her house because she was nearing the end of her life, to say prayers with her and things like that, to minister to her. So sure enough, the call came, and he was hoping that when he came to her apartment that nobody would be home. So reluctantly he knocked on the door, no answer. So he tried again the second time, again no answer. And then the third time, and then he heard this thud and a fainting sound. So he knelt down, got on his knee, and looked through the keyhole. And there he saw on the other side another human eye looking right back at him. And the woman said, "Well, this is the first time we have seen eye to eye." And he said, "Yes, and we had to get down on our knees to do it." The Good Samaritan had to get down on his knees to minister to the need of the man who was left half dead, as we heard. This is a story, of course, of the Good Samaritan, the parable of the Good Samaritan. We know that Jesus told many parables. This is perhaps the most famous one because it summarizes what Jesus did for us. In the story, it is Jesus who is the Good Samaritan. Our human family, we are those who are lying half dead, beaten up, robbed of sometimes our dignity, of our possession, whether spiritual or material. So Jesus came to save us from certain death, to save us from sin. So that's what the story is about. But of course, it's so rich that we can also ask ourselves, what can I do with that story? Because remember, at the end, Jesus said, "Go and do likewise." The scholar of the law knew which one was the one that truly showed love and compassion. We have to remember that the Levite and the priest perhaps had good reasons for avoiding these men. They were on the way to Jerusalem to serve in the temple. If they had touched a dead body, they would have been ritually unclean, therefore unable to serve in the temple. So perhaps that was the reason to avoid him, but they passed on the opposite side. The Good Samaritan didn't. He was on the right side, which reminds us that there is only one side for true followers of Jesus. Only one side, which is his side, his way. That means showing compassion, stopping and ministering to the need of others. Who is my neighbor was the question that the scholar of the law asked Jesus. In a sense, what he was basically saying is, and this was a polite way of saying it, who is not my neighbor, he was really asking. He was also asking, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Of course, the Gospel of Luke was written in Greek. The word "do" means, in that context, single or limited action. In a sense, he was saying, what must I do to check off next to eternal life, to put a check off mark, like when we have a list of things to do? What should I do? So Jesus told him, everyone is your neighbor. There is no one that we encounter on our life journey that we can say, this is not my concern. This is not someone I should be bothered with. Because remember, in those days, the law said that you had to only be good or respectful or loving only towards the people of your own nation. Foreigners were not required to show kindness or compassion or anything like that. So that's why this story is so important. And really, the first and the second reading set up the gospel for us. Because in the first reading, we hear from the book of Deuteronomy, Moses was nearing death. Before the chosen people entered the promised land, he gave them the final instructions. Keep the commandments and the statutes of the Lord. If you do, you will prosper in every way. God wants you to prosper. Keep the commandments, keep the statutes. And he said, look, these commandments God wants you to follow, you don't have to go up in the sky or cross the sea to find them. They're written in your hearts. That's where you find them. So read what God has written in your hearts and follow what God has put in there. Very simple, very important instructions. And then in the second reading, St. Paul says that Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. How true it is that Jesus showed us who God is. And the Good Samaritan also is the image of the invisible God, when you think about it, right? because he shows kindness, he shows mercy, compassion, saves the life of a dying man. People could relate to that story because Jerusalem and Jericho, the difference in elevation is about 3,300 feet. And of course, the road that leads from one city to the other is very windy. Today, of course, it's a four-lane highway, but it's very windy. So in those days, this road was called Bloody Pass because many people were robbed or lost their lives. Thieves would hide in caves on this road, sometimes set up an ambush, pretending that somebody was injured, and then they would, of course, rob you. So people could relate to that story. And of course, what did Jesus do? He used that story to demonstrate how life sometimes is, that a person must take time and see who is my neighbor. Everyone is our neighbor. No one is excluded. So when the scholar of the law asked, who is my neighbor? In a sense, he was politely asking, who is not my neighbor? Whose need for food, shelter, clothing I can ignore? Whom can I hate? That's why Jesus confronted him and said, look, this is your neighbor. Don't forget it. So again, we see how powerfully Jesus changed the thinking, or invited the man to change his thinking, his outlook on life. Who is our neighbor? Every person we encounter is our neighbor, needs compassion and love. And of course, it is risky. It was risky for the Samaritan to stop. Today, you know, that Samaritan, a good Samaritan, probably would have been criticized for touching this man without his permission, or for providing medical care, or without the proper credentials. But it didn't bother him. He didn't ask the man, what nation are you a member of? Can I help you? He just did what he could, even put him on his own animal and took him to an inn, and even was willing to pay more if the care required more. So let us remember this story and how we must go and do the same. Jesus didn't say, go and admire the Good Samaritan. He said, go and do likewise. Martin Luther King Jr., the great preacher of the gospel, reflected on it. I read this reflection not a long time ago, and he said that for the first two men, the Levite and the priest, what they probably asked is, if I stop and help this man, what will happen to me? The Good Samaritan asked, if I do not stop and help this man, what will happen to him? Different outlook on the situation. What will happen to him? Not they were concerned, what will happen to me? So again, that's the invitation that the gospel offers to us. How will we answer it? We know there are so many good Samaritans, so many good examples around us. There is a story of a young woman who had a baby out of wedlock, and there was a family reunion. She accepted the invitation, and the family was gathered in this big hall or big pavilion outside, but nobody would go over to talk to her because she, you know, shamed the family, so to say. Nobody except one aunt, who everybody thought was crazy and kind of goofy. She was the only one who went to talk to this young woman. Who was the good Samaritan in that family? A man was driving in his truck on a country road. Many cars, the truck broke down, smoke coming out from under the hood. Nobody stopped it except a group of immigrants from Mexico. Fixed his truck, and he was on his way. The Good Samaritans come in many forms, many, many sizes, from many different walks of life. So now it's up to us, of course, to make that story continue. Who was the neighbor to the man? We know who the neighbor was. Now we are those neighbors. So Jesus tells us, go and do likewise.
Thanks for listening to this week's service. To stay up to date on the latest news involving our parish, please visit our website at goodshepherd-sc.org.